Wisconsin Nature Notes from the Nature Conservancy. What is singing, blooming, creeping, and crawling in the Badger State?
Adult common loons leave their breeding areas in late October, headed south for the Gulf of Mexico and the Atlantic coast. Several decades ago, little was understood about when the loons left on their migration, where their migratory routes took them, and where they spent their winters. But since 1991, researchers in northern Wisconsin have banded more than 3,600 adult loons and chicks, providing a wealth of information on their behaviors. A much smaller number have also had satellite radio transmitters surgically implanted in them, allowing biologists to accurately track their daily movements. What they've learned is that most of Wisconsin's adult loons winter up to 80 miles offshore of northern Florida, a distance of between 1,200 to 1,600 miles from their breeding lakes. The adults typically first fly east to Lake Michigan to waters off Door County and spend a week or more there. They then typically work their way down to waters off southern Lake Michigan before taking their next migratory hop to inland reservoirs in Kentucky and Tennessee, and then on to the Gulf of Mexico. In one documented case, a loon traveled 670 miles within a 24-hour period, but most seemed to take their time resting for days at stopover sites along the way. The stopover sites that loons utilize are of great concern to biologists because low lake levels and aquatic invasive species in the Great Lakes have spurred a rise of botulism E, which has infected fish that the loons eat, often then sickening and killing the loons. During the 2012 fall migration, 1,500 dead loons were recovered from Lake Michigan. Last summer, researchers captured and implanted transmitters in juvenile common loons on lakes scattered across Minnesota and Wisconsin. Juvenile loons don't return to the breeding grounds until they are from 2 to 5 years old, and very little has been known about their movements, habitat use, and cause of their mortality during the first few years. Initial results show the juvenile loons are moving from the Gulf of Mexico to the Atlantic coastline, and then northward. As of August 2015, three juveniles had wandered all the way up to the coastline of Nova Scotia and New Brunswick. Scientists are speculating that the cooler northern waters offer a better fishery. Wisconsin has an estimated summer population of about 4,000 adults. As an iconic bird of the Northwoods, knowing as much science as we can about their migration will help us not only further appreciate them, but also help them thrive. Learn how you can take part in conservation in Wisconsin. Go to the Nature Conservancy's website at nature.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Nature Notes is the work of the Nature Conservancy in Wisconsin and Mind's Eye Audio in Madison.